the challenge of poverty is quite high in the context of South Sudan. As you say, in other places, even in other parts of Africa, poverty is a problem, and the case is the same is true for South Sudan. Rural women, in particular, are the poorest of the poor. They farm on the land to feed their families. They have challenges due to patriarchal cultural norms, which means they find it hard to own the land. The women farmers have, or they control less of the land. They are often uneducated, and it's very tricky or difficult for them to share the power and, you know, be able to invest, improve their farming methods to drive or contribute in a positive way to economic changes within a context. That is why we feel that we have to turn to them and not turn against them. We have to highlight their plight and see how we can support these women.
Yes, and most often rural women are seen as subordinate or with low level of education, technical skills, and business exposure. I mean, what improvement are needed to fill the gap in this awareness on rural women and so they can be empowered? What needed to be done?
If you reflect, this very week we had, we celebrated the International Girl Child, and the Ministry of Education took the lead in highlighting that these young girls one day become women. So we cannot underestimate the core and the importance of education to girls and to women, because education is a sure path to success. It is no longer a debate. By highlighting the International Rural Women's Day, we are saying, let's tend to the women and see how we can support them in terms of education, in terms of economic empowerment, and we work with our partners such as UN Women, such as UNFPA, such as UNICEF, and other UN agencies, together with other ministries, to look at the picture in a holistic way, because they need education, they need agriculture, you know, they need better methods of farming, they need support in terms of women's empowerment to improve their farming methods. And hence we see it more as various partners, various leadership roles from various ministries to come together and support the women.
Now, yes, and are there any significant initiatives being taken by the World Food Program to boost the income and improve the situation of rural women?
Yes, Savit, we really have several initiatives as World Food Program. One of our strategic initiatives is the Purchase for Progress, where we support small-scale farmers by encouraging them to grow and view agriculture as a business, not just as a small initiative, where we train the women to improve their storage skills to reduce post-harvest losses. We then support the women to promote gender equality and economic empowerment by ensuring that women gain greater control over the work that they do. It is supported, the product of their production is good, and then they can even feed their families, feed their communities, and if they are surplus, they would then sell this to World Food Program to continue the food, to address the food shortages which may be affecting other parts of the country where there are challenges like lack of rainfall or flooding. We also have a very successful flagship program called Food for Asset Creation, or Food for Asset, and Food or Cash for Asset Food for Asset Creation or Cash for Asset Creation helps the rural women to be assisted to build a long-term food security and work towards zero hunger. We train the women and men, but especially, particularly women, skills to increase agricultural yields, and then develop income-generating activities. We also have other related programs which feed into our usual programs. We have nutrition, we have education programs and all that. In all those areas, we ensure that somehow we reach out to the rural woman because they are the most vulnerable, they are the poorest of the poor, and when they are empowered with better methods of farming, with education, then we see that they become partners in preventing poverty and poor economic challenges.
All right. Just before I let you go, what message could you like to share with that woman, like whose life has been taken up by the constant struggle to make ends meet? What could you like to tell that rural woman?
I would say today, tomorrow, and in future, World Food Programme, the Ministry of Gender, Child and Social Welfare, partners, UNICEF, UN Women, we are here. And when we are here, we are here for the people of South Sudan. We are here to work with the rural women. We are turning to the rural women, not against them. We are there to promote better methods of farming with them, to listen to their challenges, to ensure that they go to the fields to farm, to grow for families and contribute to food security. And that is what we will continue to do as World Food Programme, to look into initiatives that strengthen the women because they are resilient and they are hard workers and they can really make a bigger contribution, and we recognize and respect that.